for Human channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of TriSceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. TriSceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We're getting started late, and there's a reason. Because the guest that I'm bringing on during the first hour had cold feet. He was rethinking whether or not to come on the air and expose who he really is. We're going to get to that in just a moment. For those of you waiting to meet Brad Jeffries in person, during the second hour, we're going to be joined by another Brad Schoenfeld, as we talk about his new research that looks into whether or not muscle soreness is necessary and indicative of hypertrophy and strength or muscular adaptation. So we'll be joining that discussion later in the show. Brad Jeffries, are you there? Hopefully he didn't bail on me here. It took a lot of work to get him to stay on the air with us. Brad, you there? Hello, Brad. Brad Jeffries. Unmute, please. I'm trying to get Brad to unmute his microphone right now. Brad, can you hear me? If you can hear me, please speak back. I think what we're going to have to do is go to a phone line here, Brad, because we're having some sort of a problem. So hold on just one second, everybody. Just listen to a little music here from Run DMC just for a moment.
Rhythm is a dancer, it's a soul's companion. People feel it everywhere. Lift your hands and voices, free your mind and join us. You can feel it in the air. Oh, it's a passion. Oh, you can feel it, yeah. It's a passion. Oh,
check this out.
Okay, as I said, the difficulty this morning with the late start in the show is that Brad Jeffries has been hidden, so to speak, for many, many, many years, and the decision to come out today on Superhuman Radio is no small feat. I'm going to introduce him. Brad Jeffries, how are you?
I'm great, Carl. It's great to be on the show. I've been listening to your show for many years.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I didn't know that. That's fantastic. And so we have to get right down to this important information. Muscle Media 2000 was a magazine that was well known for delivering the secrets, the hardcore secrets of bodybuilding. And back in the day, you wrote for Muscle Media 2000, correct?
Correct, yeah. I was one of the first writers.
How long did you write for Muscle Media?
4.5 years.
Okay, so 4.5 years. And during that period of time, you developed a piece of software that in its day was possibly the best training tool available. More and more people have talked about using your power building. Was that what it was called?
It was called power building, yes.
Power building software, where they would back in the day before email, they would mail you information, you would have questions, and then you would generate a training program for them, and that training program would give them the greatest results that they've ever had in their training careers. And this was echoed by a fellow who comes on the show regularly named Rob Regish, who said that he made the greatest gains in his life when he was using the program created by Power Building. So let's start at the very, very beginning. Brad Jeffries is not your real name, is it?
No, it's not.
Why did you choose to write under a nom de plume?
I just wanted to keep who I was and my identity a little concealed, just because I thought it might bias people.
Do you also think that was it also partially because Muscle Media 2000 was the first of the real hardcore? Back in the day, they were telling people how to buy anabolic steroids underground. We had writers like Dan Duchesne writing for the magazine. Did you also want to distance yourself from that as well?
There was a little bit of that, I'm certain, you know. I mean, it was just, it's a funny thing. It just made perfect sense at the time to be somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. And did you ever write any articles under your real name?
I did in the later years, yeah.
Okay. So did you maintain both identities at the same time?
Only for a short period of time. Then I kind of just, I never really came out in the magazine. I just let it, you know, those who figured it out, figured it out. But I never said, you know, will the real Brad Jeffries stand up?
Yeah, and that's what we're going to do today here in just a little bit. Okay, so now the next important question that has been posed to me by three different people so far are anxious, and I have a feeling that the more people that find out about this, they're going to want to know too. Do you still have the software Power Building?
You know, I do, actually. I've been wanting to put it on the web for years. I think I've talked about it for years. I've done a lot of consulting in the area of training programs for other companies. I've done some investing, and I still think by far and away that Power Building was the most intricate, complex, accurate, and effective and unique training software ever developed.
Okay, and there are a lot of people who, I mean, Rob Regish said, if we can get Power Building, it'll be a game changer for training, especially with the internet and the expeditious way of, you know, back in the day, Rob said he had to mail the question, and then wait for you to mail him back his program. Now we can deliver that instantaneously on the internet. So it almost seems like Power Building may become what it was meant to be, thanks to the technology today. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think I've stared that in the face for a long time. I'm actually looking at my two massive computers, which have Power Building on them right now, sitting there.
Is it written DOS or is it written in Windows? Is it what arcade?
It's actually C encoded in a Fox Pro application. So Fox Pro was an early developmental platform,
right.
And it was built in that. And,
that was C before C++ and C++, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of uses a C++ inside of a Fox Pro platform, so it's kind of an integration of the two.
And I have to ask you, who wrote this program? Who was the brainchild? Were you the brainchild?
I was the brainchild of, I built the original platform myself and did it all, and then the second version of it was co-developed and really coded by a good friend of mine who has gone on to some really kind of significant fame. He built Nutrition Data after that. Nutrition Data then got sold to Condé Nast for a lot of money. And then he is now the creator of the Rumble Roller.
Really? Yeah. That's amazing. I just saw them at the Olympia with their Rumble Roller.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I saw you at the Olympia, by the way, and we walked by each other twice.
Really? But see, yeah. I wouldn't recognize you because I don't know who you are. But we're going to find out who you are. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thanks to everybody who suffered through the beginning of the show. Really, Brad was concerned about coming out at this point in time. But the reality is that I think it's the greatest thing in the world that he's doing today. And we're going to find out more about Power Building. I have a feeling. Now, I have to say something. This is not a shill show. This is not, well, you've been thinking about releasing Power Building and, hey, what great way to do it is to get on Carl Lenore's show and talk about it. I've kind of pulled you out of the dark and said, come on and talk about it, right?
Yep, exactly.
I just want to make sure that everybody knows that this was not pre-planned. This is radio at its best. You're watching something happen as we're all watching it happen. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to reveal who Brad Jeffries really is. And then we're going to get to the bottom of whether or not we'll ever see power building available to those of us who want to use it. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
That's true. Every day I'm hustling, and today I hustled this interview with the AKA Brad Jeffries. We're going to find out about power building software and where it will be in the future and what we can do with it now. Okay, so here's what we want to know. Brad Jeffries is not your real name, right?
No.
What's your real name?
Sean Phillips.
Okay, so Sean, why would you hide who you are? You're royalty. You know, I mean, why did you not want to be Sean Phillips writing those articles and promoting power building?
I think at the time, for me, it was really about not being Bill's brother.
Ah, okay.
it was about being, an individual and doing something different. And, you know, it was just more or less, I mean, we were really pretty young kids, and it was just like, you know, I wanted to build a name and following in what I was doing that wasn't connected to the family name.
Yeah, I could see that. So did that work for you? Did being Brad Jeffries, you think, did you get different inquiries, different email, snail mail messages from people that you don't think you would have gotten had they thought you were Sean Phillips?
Yeah, I think it was a different, you know, it was a certain ability to create a credibility in it that really did work. And then I think I reached a certain point and I was like, you know, okay, look, it's going to come out anyway, and I'm going to trade shows and I'm going places and people are figuring it out. But the reality is it just kind of, the day of needing to be Brad Jeffries went away when it proved that I didn't need the name to make the systems go.
Yeah, that's really a good point, right? So you were judged based on the content and the service that mm-hmm. you were providing and not that you were Sean Phillips. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how long did you use Power Building? I mean, how many thousands of people did you create programs for?
Oh gosh, I don't even know I probably created 10,000 programs over the years. The amazing thing about it is I ran it. I started in the early days of early 90s, 91 probably, right when we were doing metrics, and I ran programs. And then I had like a staff of two or three people that would just do all the development. And we probably stopped shipping them in 98, just because we were too busy, 98 probably.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't keep up with stuff. But, I mean, the amount of people that I talk to, I mean, I probably hear about Power Building twice a month.
Really?
In the last 10 years. Yeah.
People wanting to know if you can still develop programs, or people saying, wow, that was the greatest thing in the world, or...
Yeah, it was the greatest thing I've ever done. Yeah, I mean, people still want it. I mean, I talked to people. I mean, that at that time, I was developing Power Building. You know, who used Power Building was Sly Stallone.
He used it.
Yeah, I mean, he talked about it on Tonight Show.
I'll be damned. Okay,
he talked about it in magazines.
This software has to be some sort of relational database type driven software. So you have the databases all built. The tables are all built, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So now you just have to integrate this into some more modern, flexible, served from the web type of a platform, right?
Yeah. I mean, definitely. I mean, it's quite a doable. I mean, the complexity of the system was really in all the equations and mathematical equations. I mean, I was an engineer by training, by education, right? So I was kind of obsessive about studying the human body, every lever, every leverage, you know, how the muscles, which type of force and contraction force and what type of muscle fibers. And so I built a sort of map of what could be expected and projected demand based on certain variables and load. And I also developed this thing I called the index of overall demand. So I would look at the total amount of training on an individual muscle and the collective muscles in the body to kind of plan recovery.
Oh,
so
wow.
I did this kind of micro-periodization thing. Where I could really predict with great accuracy your strength increases for 6 or 8 weeks. And I liked the idea. I was always a 6 to 8 week, change it up in 6 to 8 weeks. You know, I like to have a target. I like to retest and then retest.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. And so I like this. So that's really intuitive too, that you're looking at, because let's face it, you go in and you do a heavy, back session. It affects your legs. Yep. It affects your abdominal mm-hmm. muscles. It affects everything. So you have to look at the whole organism as well, as far as recovery goes. That's really interesting. And now I would imagine with feedback, I mean, you could, I mean, I could see this. So now with a web served, using what you have, serving it on the web and allowing people to then real time keep diaries would allow it to adjust in a dynamic way.
Yeah. And see, that's been my goal, my vision with the thing, even as much as 10 years ago, was to create, I see Power Building kind of like, Adobe created the PDF file, right? And so you have Acrobat that creates documents. And so Power Building would be like the Acrobat, and the programs you would create would be trainers or anybody could create or modify their own program, and it would all be shared in one giant pool of data.
Wow.
And then all the data would come back, and you would get more and more accurate over time.
So what would it take for you to take this to that level? Are we talking about a major, major capital investment? Or are we taking just, we're talking about just, finding out if there's enough interest to just focus some resources at it?
I think it's a kind of in between. I think it would have been a major capital investment 8 years ago, 10 years ago, when the web and development platforms and ideas, our mental construct was one of everything we're going to develop is going to take $5 to $10 million. And I think we kind of cured ourselves of that mentality.
Yeah.
You know, there's a few platforms that I've been looking, not platforms, it's not platforms, they're applications that in the strength training world I've been looking at that, you know, really have got come back with some pretty reasonably, you know, reasonable estimates. I think, you know, it just takes somebody who could really think through it, you know. Ideally, Ron, who created the Rumble Roller, you know, could help me. You know, we've talked about it a few times. I mean, could help me take it to the next step. You know, not that I'd want him to code it, although he probably would. You know, the flexibility and the dynamic nature, and I built, you know, because I was a program creator, I built so many unique programs in here. And see, I always wanted to create the black box of training. You give me your data, I put it into the most intricately well thought out program. You know, my thought was this: you can't afford to hire me to build a program as detailed as I can build one. But if I can build one for you and one for 10,000 other people, then you can afford it.
Right. And that's what this is really. And that's why I'm thinking, okay, yeah. So how do we motivate Sean Phillips, a.k.a. Brad Jeffries, to go ahead and take this software and make it available on the web? So let's say a company came to you and said, we heard the interview on Superhuman Radio. We want to do this with you. We want to license it. We want to make it available only on our website. We are a supplement manufacturer. We are whatever. Would you entertain a relationship like that if it was for a limited period of time? Like, we want to, we'll sink the money in, we'll develop it, but we want to host it for the next year on our website exclusively.
I would entertain it for sure. I mean, I think that the idea model would be someone who said, I know you have a big chunk of technology. We're pretty good at technology. And I think that, you know, I've got some people that could, you know, knows how to manage people in the Philippines or here or whatever it is, and we could do a joint venture and take this thing out, you know? I mean, I'm really big in the joint ventures these days because I understand it's, you know, I have a lot more information, a lot more knowledge than I could ever bring to the world if I do it myself.
Right. I think that's exciting. The other option would be to get, how much would you charge a month to use the software on a served basis? So let's say someone signs up, they go, well, I'm going to start using this. I create a profile on this website and I pay X dollars a month to have access to this, and I load my data in and it tracks me and it's my training diary. What do you think is a reasonable magic number for people to be willing to pay to use the software on an ongoing basis via the web?
You know, I don't know. I mean, is it $50? Is it $100? I don't know. I mean, it's a good question. What do you think?
I don't know. I was thinking, like, you know, if somebody paid a monthly fee, then if they – obviously there's discounts if you sign up for the whole year. But if somebody paid something to the effect of, like, $100, $120 a year, which is, like, $9.95 a month, if you had enough people say, you bring this to market and I will sign up, then you have – projected receivables to go, okay,
yeah,
we need to move forward with this. So
what say $14.95, let's say $10 a month or some kind of model like that. And then, yeah, that's an interesting one. I mean, that's an interesting model. I like the, I probably about 10 years ago said to myself, I think power building is the most important thing I could do, and I probably should have done it then. But
Really? And you've done so many important things, and this has been sitting there, and it's possibly your greatest creation, and it's just sitting there.
I know, and it's got all these programs on it, and it's why I won't get rid of these PCs that I have, because they run the system. You know, they're the ones that still are... They still are the operating machines.
Are they 286 or 386 machines?
You know, they're a little newer than that, but okay. They're kind of like that. Yeah. You know, there's some Dells, some old Dells, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Wow, this you is know? Really cool. All right, look, let's do this. Let's take a break, and then we're going to catch up and see what Sean Phillips is up to these days. We're talking with Sean Phillips, a.k.a. Brad Jeffries. The cat is out of the bag. Sean is the one who wrote under the nom de plume of Brad Jeffries in Muscle Media 2000 and is the brainchild creator and the person who's responsible for tens of thousands of people's progress using power-building software. And if we're lucky, this interview will inspire him to look for some sort of relationship or partners and or resources to bring this software to all of us. Very, very exciting unfolding right here live on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the blueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville. In the fast lane.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Brad Schoenfeld will be on to talk about a recently published paper between he and Brett Contreras. Looking at the phenomenon of muscle soreness and delayed onset muscle soreness and whether or not it is requisite for muscular adaptation. Right now we're talking to Sean Phillips, a.k.a. Brad Jeffries, a.k.a. the mastermind behind power building. So Rob Regish texted me earlier in the show, Brad Jeffries isn't Sean Phillips. This is killing me. Bless you for finding him. Tell Brad, whoever he is, that I'm his biggest fan. I'm imploring him to make that software available again. It will help many people. How do you like that?
Awesome. Like that? I love it. I love it. Oh, I got to talk to Rob. And by the way, I love Brad Schoenfeld. So that's great having him on. Say hi to Brad for me.
Will do. Will do. Yeah, you know, I try to have good guests on once in a while, Sean.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, that's great.
What do you, so we know what the end story is here. We have to hear more. We hope to hear more in the near future that you are redeploying this in a more modern format that can be used by the masses. I think it would really be a wise thing to do. And if people are interested in sending you a vote of confidence to say something like, you get this up and running and we'll use it, where should they send emails to?
Well, you can send emails to...
How about Facebook? You want to, I mean, Facebook or...
Facebook's great. Facebook's a great place to go. I have my Sean Phillips fan. If you're not one of my 5,000 maxed out friends, I've got my fan page too, and you can go there, or my Full Strength. Or you can send me emails at seanphillips@fullstrength.com.
There you go. So, I mean, let Sean know that if you're really interested in knowing more about this, it would be a great thing. So what are you up to? Yeah, How's Full Strength doing?
You know, Full Strength's always doing well. You know, it's one of those things, it's time to get it out there a little bit. You know, I've been really on the, what's the next expansion, the next move? I mean, I feel really committed and strong about, you know, my clientele are strong, people that use the product, I mean, I hear people demanding. It's kind of like power building. People demand it and ask for it, and I don't share it well enough or frequent enough. I mean, you know, I've talked with bodybuilding.com a little about doing some exclusive stuff with them for reach. You know, it's hard for me to be in anywhere in a distribution model because of the price structure. I mean, it costs me too damn much to make.
Yeah, it, and that means that the margins are narrower, and a lot of companies like bodybuilding.com, it just doesn't fit their business model. That's the reality of it.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't go from distributor to GNC or anything like that and still produce the quality of the product I make. So, you know, I mean, you know, as a membership model for power building and Full Strength fit each other well, because that's my client. My client is a committed, most of my guys are 35 to 40 plus. You know, one of the things I just got done doing was creating a new book, and it's an owner's manual for your 40s, living your 40s at full strength. And, you know, it looks at, you know, body, mind, and lifestyle, really, aspects of how to, you know, I wanted to create a gift for every guy turning 40 on a kind of new guide to how to dominate this decade.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot of good products out there, but then there's a lot of hokey products out there. And that's why you have to focus on the good products. Like, one of the things I always loved about your product is the carbohydrate sources from oatmeal, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, this makes perfect sense. It's not maltodextrin. It's not, you know, some corn derivative. I mean, it's real good old fashioned pulverized, flourized oatmeal, which we know has been a gold standard in slow releasing carbohydrates.
Yeah. And it makes everything it touches slow down the release. And I mean, you know, as you know, as you and I both know, and all your listeners probably know, I mean, I think insulin's the master control hormone to our lifestyle, our longevity, our energy, our fat loss, everything, and all hormones. And if we can regulate that as we become more sensitive, it becomes all about that. And, I mean, what people don't know, most consumers don't know, is that the carbohydrate source in Full Strength costs more than even the micro-chilled whey isolate.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's why people don't use it. It costs so much money. It's like, you know, like I go back to the, you know, when I, you know, I have one plant that manufactures for me, and you know, and I'm the only person that does this. I send three people on site. I order all my own raws. I go out, we hand build this thing. We batch control it. We do everything, you know, ourselves pretty much with their help and support. And, you know, we're the only small batch hand built producers in the world.
Yeah, and there's a lot to be said with that. You know what? I run into this myself, this phenomenon. We try to attract a higher caliber of sponsor on the show to stay true to the mission. And obviously, there's a lot of low-hanging fruit out there that we could grab onto. and I try to steer clear of it. And we have a one whey protein manufacturer who makes a whey protein from grass pasture fed cows inside the United States, Amish cows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Named Caleb and Erock, two cows. But anyway, and so, you know, and on top of that, it's not pasteurized. They have a patented chill right that's been approved by the FDA, wow. Where it just makes the stuff really cold and kills any dangerous pathogens, as opposed to heating it and destroying all of the microfractions and immunoglobulins and so on. And, but the problem is, a 5-pound tub is $1.50. And yeah. When you're looking at On or somebody else where you can get a 5-pound tub for $76, it's like, oh my God, this is twice the price. And yeah. How do you convey to somebody, well, this is a better product. There's only three ingredients in here. There's only the whey, stevia, and an organic flavor like, you know, cocoa powder or something like that. That's all that's in it. You're paying more because of the quality of the product. And there are a lot of people in the audience that buy it. But I get a lot of people who say, I just can't justify spending $150 for a 5-pound jug of whey protein. Quite frankly, I think they're using whey protein the wrong way if that's the case, because they're probably, you know, making, you know, 5 scoops a day instead of eating whole food meals throughout the day. But,
yeah.
You know, and that's what you come up against. You come up with the same thing. It's like, oh, well, I can buy the Metrex crap at the grocery store. They've got an MRP. You know, it comes out to $1 a yeah. pouch or 60 cents a pouch. I'm just going to buy that.
Yeah. I mean, and ultimately, I always do it around this way. I do it around experience. I mean, if you're one of the guys who would have the radical difference in experience, if you feel it, if you're conscious enough, if it's going to affect you enough, like I don't say if you're an 18 or 20 year old athlete and you want to spend $4.25 a serving on full strength, you know, it might not be your best dollar bet. I mean, go slam in whatever protein you need, eat whatever you want. But if you're a 35, 40, 45 year old guy, and it's going to make all the difference in the world. It's night and day compared to anything else you're going to have. I mean, the energy you're going to feel, the way you're going to feel. So I say do 14 days and see if you feel the difference. And are you worth the dollar something more that it costs? Now, the interesting comparison for full strength is, you know, while I'm a packet controlled guy, I like the package because I like the serving specificity.
Right, PC, portion control, PC. You know what I mean? It's really nice.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it is. And, but, you know, so it looks like it's a relatively, you know, expensive thing. But if you compare me to any medium to upgrade protein in a tub, I'm usually at least 30 to 40% less per gram of protein than they're just pure protein. And that's including all the nutrients, all the aminos, all the boosts, all the glutamine, all the fiber, all the probiotics, all the carbohydrates, all the stuff I put in there, which makes my price 4 or 5 times what the protein costs to build.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's really, amazing. On a gram per gram of protein, I'm not that much. Now, if you compare me to a simple sandwich, I go to Whole Foods and buy a turkey sandwich. It's $9.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so you got to be, you know, when I say full strength, I mean, I'm talking about a meal. I'm not talking about a protein supplement. And
right.
I think that's the mindset shift you've got to look at. If you look at it that way on the savings, I mean, one of the things I do with guys, like I have a lot of guys that travel a lot. And it's like, if you go out on a trip and you take a full strength and that's your breakfast, you're going to save $100 every time you go for a 3-day trip.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Because breakfast in the coffee shop at the hotel is friggin' expensive. So,
yeah,
no, you're absolutely right.
And it's expensive, and you're prone to overeating, and you set yourself up for disaster all day.
All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up with Sean Phillips, a.k.a. Brad Jeffries, a.k.a. the mastermind, the master cylinder behind power building software. Hopefully, we'll see it soon. Stay tuned.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake? Up at Capitol Hill.
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Sean Phillips, a.k.a. Brad Jeffries, who wrote for Muscle Media 2000 under that nom de plume of Brad Jeffries, and wrote the software Power Building, which we hope to see emerge sometime soon, actually.
I'd love to get it out there, man. I've got a lot of demand, and it was one of the great, great passions of my life was developing those strength programs and that system. I mean, it is one cool masterpiece, I'll tell you that.
I think it's time. I got to tell you something. I think that this interview should spark you to think very, very seriously about this. I really think that it's something that if you don't do it for them, do it for you, because it is something that you created, that you're proud of, that you, I can tell that it's been, you know, like how you hold on to something for decades because you intend to do something with it. Well, you know, it's time to do something with it, maybe.
Yeah, I agree. I appreciate that, Carl. I mean, it's, I want to apologize for being so delayed getting on. I just finally rebooted my whole system, which had collapsed.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, are you biking right now? I know that you are a competitive cyclist.
You know, I've been riding, not as much. I mean, I still ride just for general. I mean, the season's kind of waning down, and after spending some time with Mike Ryan out in Venice, I decided it's time to put a little more muscle back on.
Yeah, because it does wear off, doesn't it, when you do a lot of long-distance riding?
Yeah. I mean, it starts to break you down. And I mean, I have a pretty good low to lean mass right now, but you go to the Olympia and you look around and, you know, Mike, my buddy Mike is 47, you know, a couple years younger than me. And he's, I mean, hell, he's the only one I know besides Michael Hearn that's getting bigger with age.
Yeah, really. So did you see anything interesting? Do you go to the Olympia to scope out what's new on the horizon within your competitive segment, or you go there just to kind of revive, recharge, and revisit something that was in your blood as a very, very young man?
I'd go the latter one, yeah, just to revive and recharge. I don't think that there's anything like, if I want cutting edge, it's probably not going to be there, you know, and I always know what's trending or what's coming up. You know, I like to go talk with people. I spend a bunch of time with Vince, you know, walking around Andrich.
Yeah, I missed him three times. I went to over to the Quest booth, and he was gone already.
Yeah, you and I walked by, and it was like, you know, I get just inundated. I get a combination of both overwhelmed. I haven't been going to the Olympia regularly. It's been a few years. I have to tell you, Carl, it was probably one of the most important things I've done in quite a while, and it was greatly very connecting. I mean, at this point in our lives, most of the guys are there that have been there for a while are really respected old friends, and it's just great to be appreciated and connect and spend some time with Hillman. Me and Labrada are old friends, and we talked for quite a while.
In fact, Lee Labrada was on the cover of Muscle Media 2000 when it was relaunched in 1992, right? He was the athlete that was on the cover.
Yep, he was the first one.
You know, it's really funny. So I'm walking in that morning. We went there on behalf of one of our sponsors, Live On Labs. They flew Elisa and I, and we did a live remote, a casual Friday remote from the booth there, which was madness with all the noise. Yeah. We're walking in Friday morning at 9 a.m., not even 9 a.m., it's probably like 8:15, 8:20. And, you know, there's already a throng of people waiting in line, waiting to get in. And, you know, we've got our passes on. We rush through. As I'm walking through, I look to the right. People are just walking by this old guy. They don't even know who he is. They're just walking by him. No one's taking notice. From about 20 feet away, I yell out, "Ed Corny."
And I knew big, who he was talking about.
Big smile comes up because he was looking down at his hands. Big smile comes up. He looks around. I said, "Ed, I'm so glad that you're here this year again." And I shook his hand. I said, "The highlight of the Olympia and the Arnold for me is when I get to see you." And I shook his hand and I walked away. You know, it was real fast. I had to go. Elisa said, "Who is that?" I said, "That's Ed Corny. I'll show you a picture of him on, in Pumping Iron next time. You won't believe what he looked like." He's just sitting there just like some guy, you know, like nobody even, people walking by him, they don't even know who Ed Corny is. And even when I yelled out his name, Ed Corny, people looked at me because I yelled, right? Because I'm loud to begin with, right? I'm not even using a microphone today. You're hearing me in Colorado via air. But anyway, I'm a loud guy. So I said, "Ed Corny," and everybody looked at me. And then they watched me walk over and shake his hand. And not a one of them went, "Oh, my God, that's Ed Corny." Like, they didn't even know who he was. They just went on with their day.
Man, you gotta get educated, I think. You gotta know the masters. You gotta know. I mean, here's what's funny is when you said here was an old guy sitting there, I visualized, I saw Ed, I said hi to Ed, and I knew exactly who you were talking about when you led into the story.
Yeah. I remember I was at the Arnold one year, and, this is when he was coming off of his stroke, and he was pulling that, his little bag, you know, on the wheels, the little travel bag on the wheels, and he's pulling it, and the one hand was kind of just hanging down at his side. And I saw him, and you know, and you know what? He wasn't grimacing, he wasn't wincing, he was just happy to be there. "Ed, how you doing?" He had to switch hands to shake my hand. I says, "Oh man, it's so good to see you, Ed, and how you feeling?" And you know what? The guy probably doesn't remember me from year to year, but it's so important for me to acknowledge him. And in this crowd, because there's all this bumper crop of newcomers. They don't even know who Ed Corny is. They don't even know he was the master. Ed Corny created what is today the posing routines that we see today. People don't even know that.
Mm-hmm.
He changed bodybuilding because he went out and turned it into a theatrical event in the night show. Where everybody would just go there and flex, 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 boring, boring, boring. And Ed came out and he would do things. He looked like a statue. He looked like a Greek god. Then he looked like a monster. I mean, he was amazing, animated individual.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool. I mean, that's just so cool. And I love seeing the seniors of the crowd, the old guys, and you know, I mean, it's just, you know, when I was there, I spent some time with Almada. It's always good to see Anthony,
right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah, I go to kick out of people looking at me because, you know, Anthony's not the huggiest guy on earth. I think he hugged
right.
me 3 or 4 times.
And right.
It's like, you know, it's nice to have old friends. You know, I mean, one of the things I came away from, I spent most of the day Saturday. I got there late Friday, but most all Saturday just getting beat about the event all day. And then, you know, I came away from it's just nice to be appreciated,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a lot of young guys. I saw Scott Welch from Inside Muscle, you know, and he's a great guy.
Doing some great things with that magazine up in Canada. Fantastic.
Yeah. And so there's so many, you know, I can be really critical of the industry at times, and I can find all the things that are wrong with it, and there's a, you know, and I can poke fun at things, and I can make fun of advertisements and some of the stuff. And then you go and you see some of the good people, and there's a bunch of really well-intended good people. And I come away going, you know what? All in all, it's a hell of a good industry to be in.
Yeah. And with that note, we have to end the interview. It's really been wonderful that you were willing to come on the show, break the news who Brad Jeffries was. And I hope that you come away the way you came away from this year's Olympia, rededicated, reinvigorated, re-energized about this journey within the bodybuilding and fitness segment. I hope that you come away from this interview going, you know what? If I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. I got to do something with this software once and for all. Who cares? If it may not be as popular as I think it's going to be, but I got to put it out there. It's like having a child who has an amazing skill for playing the piano, but you refuse to pay for lessons. It's like, really? Really? Come on. Spend $1 for crying out loud. You know what I mean? So there you go.
Right on, man. I appreciate it, Carl. It's always a great pleasure and honor to be on with you.
Thank you very much, Sean. I feel the same way about you, brother.
All right. Take care, man.
Right, bye-bye. See you later. So there you go. Brad Jeffries is out of the closet. Now we know who he is. And now we're going to talk to a guy whose real first name is Brad, and that is Brad Schoenfeld, when we discuss whether or not it's required to feel soreness in the muscles, to know that you are building new muscle tissue and strength. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely
absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5 pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. One of the things that probably sets people in this audience apart from the average weekend warrior is that we want progress. We want to lift more. We want to see increases in the size of our muscles. We want to see increases in performance. And as a result, we're always looking for metrics to gauge our progress because, let's face it, nobody wants to be on a road without knowing that they're going in the right direction. And for a long time, there has been discussions on both sides of the table as it relates to whether or not muscle soreness is a requisite portion of those changes in the muscle that indicate you are getting new muscle growth and stronger. Brad Schoenfeld is on the show. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing great. Great to be back.
Brad, you know, and for those of you who don't know, Brad is an internationally recognized fitness expert, and he has a great website that the name says it all, lookgreatnaked.com, which is obviously everybody aspires to look great without clothes on. That is the benchmark of whether or not you're doing well at your program. And you and another friend of the show, Brett Contreras, just recently published a paper. And the paper looks at whether or not specifically post-exercise soreness is indicative of muscular adaptations that lead to larger, stronger muscles. So you looked at this was an analysis of what a universe of research that was out there already, correct?
Yeah, basically we took a complete look at the literature and then we offered practical applications based upon the evidence.
Okay, so let's first of all identify what we're talking about here in muscle soreness. There is a phenomenon called delayed onset muscle soreness, which usually occurs sometimes not even the next day, but the day after that, the second or third day, where you really notice that your muscles are hurting you. Is that what we're talking about in this particular study?
That's correct, and it's distinct from soreness that would be due to injury. So this really, and kind of it's semantics because there's an injury aspect to muscle damage, but the injury, you can talk about muscle damage as being an injury, but it really depends on the extent of the damage. So injuries, you can get a tiny cut on your finger. That's not the same as getting a huge slit on your wrist. So
I love I love the word that you scientists use, and that is insult, right? Some insults can hurt, and some insults can foster personal growth.
Correct.
It just depends on whether the insult is one that is designed to do such collateral damage that you cannot recover from it, or it's designed to do an amount of damage that forces you to overcompensate or supercompensate. So DOMS apparently is the latter. It's the type of insult to the muscle that stimulates growth, the upregulation of the muscle to prepare itself for the next
time. DOMS. So now that's two different things. DOMS is the soreness that has some association with the damage. So there's muscle damage. What we're talking about is the damage that's done to the muscle. And so why don't we get into this?
Exercise-induced muscle damage. I guess I combined these.
EIMD. Yeah. That's exactly right. So post-exercise, when you work out, you're going to get small microscopic tears within a fiber. And the damage is going to be specific. It can happen at the sarcolemma, which is the membrane of the muscle. It can happen to the contractile element. So it can involve many different aspects of the muscle, and there's different degrees, and you can think of it like a sunburn or going out in the sun. So you can get a very mild redness the first time you go out in the sun, and that really doesn't hurt or anything, and over time, if you keep doing this, you can get tan from that. The body will adapt. Whereas if you go out and just get blistered, you stay out with light skin 8 hours in the sun and you get blistered, well then basically you have macro damage, if you will, where you've really you've provided an insult that is beyond your body's ability to properly repair. So this, what we're talking about here, can be anywhere in between. So soreness can happen, you can get mild soreness, you can get moderate soreness, or you can get severe soreness, depending on the extent of what has happened to the tissue.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, so is delayed onset muscle soreness a necessary byproduct of exercise-induced a muscle damage?
Well, before answering that, let's actually discuss what the soreness is due to. So the damage itself causes a sensitization of what are called nociceptors, which are sensory receptors that signal pain in the body. And there are various, it sets off this cascade of events. You're going to get various cytokines such as neutrophils and other substances that are drawn, and free radicals as well, that are drawn into the area of damage and that are going to interact with the free nerves, with the exposed nerves, and they're going to cause this pain response, and depending upon multiple factors. So genetics is going to enter into the pain response. How well trained you are previously is going to enter into this. And some other, and obviously the extent of the damage itself. So multiple factors will enter into this. And ultimately, as you mentioned early on, this can last for anywhere from 24 to 48 hours, and it's often accompanied with edema, which is swelling around the area, which is an inflammatory response. You'll get this localized fluid accumulation, and that can exacerbate the feeling of soreness. So now, with that as background, let's answer your question. Muscle damage, and I'm going to answer this in kind of a roundabout way,
okay,
as I sometimes do, but muscle damage, and I actually wrote a paper on this, a review paper published in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research about a year or so ago now, on the effects of whether muscle damage actually does promote a hypertrophic response, and the jury is still somewhat out, but there is pretty compelling evidence that it can enhance the response, so that there are various factors associated with this damage where the body wants to repair. There's a need for an adaptive response where not only does the body want to repair what's happened, but it wants to do so in a way so that the next time you subject it to the same insult, if you will, or overload, the body will be more prepared for it. And there's multiple mechanisms that are theorized that's going to drive this, including increased satellite cells, which have been shown through muscle damage, and satellite cells, as we know, we've talked about this in the past, help to promote greater not only repair but protein synthesis. They actually donate nuclei to the muscle. And there are various other substances, inflammatory substances, which are thought to enhance the growth process. So the fact that you have damage and that muscle soreness is somewhat correlated to the damage would tend to suggest that, yeah, well, you can gauge your workout based on damage. Now, that is a little, that while seeming logical, that you're taking, we'd be taking somewhat of a leap if we really thought that. And what it comes down to is that, number one, the time course of soreness does not necessarily line up, meaning that how long you're sore for does not necessarily line up with the repair of the tissue, and even to the extent of the damage. So that's number one. So there's other factors that soreness are thought to occur from, and it also can include other connective tissue elements within the muscle rather than the damage to the tissue itself, and connective tissue is not what we care about when we're looking for hypertrophy.
Right.
And what's even more important here is that the body has an adaptive response whereby the more you train, there is something called the repeated bout effect, where it's going to get less sore over time. And what we've learned is that people can get very sore and not really be growing very much, and people cannot get sore and be achieving very robust growth. So bottom line here is that while soreness can be indicative of training the muscle in a somewhat novel way, which can be beneficial, it should not be used as a gauge for whether you've had a quality workout, because you can be, like I said, growing without any soreness whatsoever.
Okay, that makes perfect sense, and that opens up a lot of other discussions that we're going to have here in just a minute. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Brad Schoenfeld. His website is lookgreatnaked.com, and we're discussing whether or not post-exercise muscle soreness is really an indicator of muscular adaptation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long, because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge homepage banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Brad Schoenfeld. We're talking about whether or not you need to feel sore to make progress in the gym. Okay, so let's kind of examine a couple things here, Brad. So obviously, the more frequently you train, the more resistant you become to delayed onset muscle soreness. This was just experienced by myself, where I took a prolonged period of time off, 2 weeks from the gym after tearing a hamstring, and went in and trained chest, shoulders, and back one day and felt a small amount of soreness that I normally don't feel from training those body parts. So, if there is any beneficial effects from delayed onset muscle soreness in the exercise-induced muscle damage paradigm, it would stand to reason that if you wanted to elicit this, then periodic, specifically timed periods off could help you kind of experience this then, right?
Well, yeah. If damage is the outcome that you're looking for, that's correct. Now, here's one thing that really needs to be taken into account. Just because you're not getting soreness doesn't mean there's not damage occurring. It's really, so when we talk about the repeated bout effect, it's not necessarily that there's less damage, although usually that's somewhat the case too, but that it's the nociceptors and the pain aspects are deadened so that your body becomes used to that to a greater degree and within the strengthening. So it doesn't mean, again, I want to make it clear that just because we're not getting sore doesn't mean the damage isn't happening. That isn't the case. And the other side of the coin, which I think is really important, which some people gauge their workout on how sore they do or how much damage they get. Too much damage is definitely a negative. So it is certainly not a good thing to be damaged. If you really damage your muscles, not only is it not helping you grow, that's like getting that sunburn we talked about where you're burned beyond repair.
Well, now let's expand on this because there's a phenomenon now that I talked about this on Casual Friday, and I talked about it also on the TV show recently. There's a fellow who writes for the Courier Journal here in Louisville who's a friend of the show, and he and I don't agree on everything, which is healthy, but we have scientific decorum and respect for each other, and you know, he has his opinions, I have mine. And he recently wrote an article pandering, in my opinion, to people out there who are now starting to get the resistance training message, as that resistance training is a critical portion of the longevity prescription, in my humble opinion. But there is a phenomenon out there, and it's being driven, quite frankly, by CrossFit. And that is that certain individuals are developing rhabdomyolysis, which is such an amazing amount of breakdown in the muscles that the kidneys get clogged up. And this phenomenon does not occur by accident. I want to make sure, I want to ask you if I'm wrong about this, but when somebody is pushing themselves to the point where they are developing rhabdo, is it possible that they've done this workout and thought, gee, this was just my average workout, I'm going to go home, and then all of a sudden, oh my God, something's wrong with me?
No, I mean, not unless there would be some real pathologic issue within themselves, and they should be supervised under that context anyway. So there's no question that there's you don't just get that by accident.
Right.
And the issue, I think it is a very important thing, the issue with CrossFit, and this is something that I think is not or needs to be discussed to a greater extent, is that the CrossFit method, and in this here I'm giving somewhat my opinion, it can be a valid method of, or the overall concept of it, for those who want general fitness, across, if you're looking for the just some general strength and muscular endurance, et cetera, you can use the template of CrossFit and get good results. The issue is in how it's being carried out, and I think that's a really important thing that you point out. And there's multiple things that I think really need to be addressed here from a CrossFit workout, and that's probably a topic for another day. But from this particular perspective, a really bad aspect of many of the CrossFit paradigms is that you just need to train all out, balls to the wall, every time you're in the gym. And that, number one, will lead to overtraining, at the very least. And like you said, in some of the instances where they push these people to the point where puking is a badge of courage, that certainly can lead to overdoing it to the point where you get rhabdo, and it's been shown.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I've been training now for 15 years, and I have always trained to very great extremes. I train as hard as I can. I am sensible. I constantly am monitoring my body. I don't go into the gym with the attitude that I'm going to wreck myself. I have never, ever trained, especially on leg days, I have never, ever trained to the point where I felt like I had to vomit. And I used to eat pre-workout meals. So I can't even imagine what that feels like. Like, how could you, first of all, if there's food in your stomach that soon, in front of a workout, you're getting to the gym too soon and you're eating too late, one or the other, because you want the food to be an hour away from your workout at least, so it's not there in your stomach. So, I mean, vomiting during a workout is indicative of this food in your stomach. It's not indicative of how hard you trained. It's because your body's going, holy crap, we have to do all this work. Forget about sending resources to the stomach to digest this food right now, and the food sits there and ferments for a while, and then you vomit it up.
Well, that can be part of it, but you can actually vomit water, and just so the vomit is both. It has dual connotation. Certainly, the food can exacerbate it and make you vomit more. First of all, vomit more, as well as having it happen more easily, more readily. But people can vomit with very little food in their that's in their stomach. So
right.
You can vomit up water and whatever is in there. It also is a sign that you've just taken your body to a point where it doesn't want to go, and it's
ill. It's ill now. You're ill now.
Yeah.
That's what
correct.
You know. Yeah, yep. Interesting. But this whole phenomenon of rhabdo, I have to believe that individuals who suffer rhabdo, they experience acute muscle soreness during the workout, where you are doing such damage to the muscle that it is painful to continue to work out, and they, like idiots, continue to work out.
Yeah, and we actually discussed this in the Brett and I discussed this in the review article itself, that if certainly the thought that, hey, I'm going to walk out, and a lot of trainers have this, it's kind of their badge of courage, if they can make the person so sore they can't sit down on the toilet bowl,
do
the thing, that shows how great a trainer they are, which really just shows how little they understand exercise science. And that can be, not only is it counterproductive just in the sense that you've worked the muscle past the point where it can properly repair itself, and you're not going to be able to train again, generally at that point for a week or so, which is certainly, we know, not a good thing, but also that you could have done injury that can actually cause severe sickness, illness, and potentially even death.
Does delayed onset muscle soreness and the exercise-induced muscle damage have any linkage to the metabolic buildup that we've talked about in past interviews that does seem to elicit the type of response we want from the muscles during a workout, which you experience it during the pump and the congestion phases, and we know that there's a lot of growth factors and all sorts of good things that are happening in the muscle. Is there any crossover from either of those, the exercise-induced muscle damage or the delayed-onset muscle soreness?
No, zero. And this was actually, that was kind of the old school thought. I know back in the 90s it was perpetrated a lot that lactic acid was responsible, which are the metabolites, some of the metabolites that we're talking about here that can drive a hypertrophic response. But lactate actually is re-metabolized within an hour or so post-workout, and the hydrogen ions are rapidly buffered and cleared as well. So the time course is not even a question that there's no correlation there.
And one last question, and then when we come back from the break, we're going to pick up on this a little bit further. I have some more questions that go back to some of your previous discussions as well. Is there any indication that substrate utilization can influence exercise-induced muscle damage and or DOMS. For instance, we know that individuals who are mildly to moderately insulin resistant can suffer from what is it called now? Lactic acidosis, for instance. You know, they're because the muscles just don't metabolize glucose fast enough and well enough to do the kind of exercise. Any linkage in there?
I have not seen any research looking at that, at least that I can recall. So that's an interesting question, but I do not remember seeing any research that would shed light on that.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Brad Schoenfeld. His website is Look Great Naked. Everyone would strive to look great naked. I'd love to look great naked, but without some sort of cosmetic surgery, it's not going to happen after I ballooned up to 330 pounds. I need some real help. So I don't think Brad can even help me with that. But stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5 pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
It was a moonlit night in Old
Mexico. It was a moonlit night in Old Mexico.
I've been doing this job too long, but I now remember the words to the bumper music. How do you like that one?
Suddenly, I heard.
We're talking with Brad Schoenfeld. We're really the discussion is how do we get the most efficient amount of muscle growth when working intelligently to stimulate that muscle growth. I think that's what everybody really, really wants. So let's talk a little bit about the metabolic buildup of exercise that we've talked about in previous discussions, because it seems to me, after this research paper, that both you and Brett Contreras published, that we come back to that as being a better indicator and influence on the adaptation process of muscle. Am I incorrect?
Well, you're partially correct. Now, remember that there's really three mechanisms, as I've outlined in previous research, that do drive hypertrophy. And one of them is mechanical tension. So, and by the way, I will say, and hopefully when I am finished with my study, I will come back on your show and give you the lowdown. But I'm currently involved. My dissertation work is looking at a volume-equated powerlifting style routine versus a hypertrophy type routine. And in-trained subjects, by the way, which has never been done before, and looking to see if there's any differences in hypertrophy and strength. So it's going to be real interesting, but the powerlifting style routine does not build up. You don't get much metabolic buildup. You're training in the phosphagen system, so you're really not getting much glycolysis, anaerobic glycolysis, and thus there's little metabolic buildup. So simply training with very heavy loads can also drive a hypertrophic response, as we know.
Yeah, but you know what? That's an interesting observation, because when you look at a bodybuilder and you look at a powerlifter, quite often, and this stands to be I'm going to make a generalization here, and anytime you generalize, you run the risk of looking like a jerk. But, you know, you look at a bodybuilder who's got 21-inch upper arms, and you look at a powerlifter who has 19 or 20-inch upper arms, and you find out that the powerlifter, his arms are much stronger than the bodybuilder's. So that looks like there might be, and this is a discussion that I had many, many years ago, right? So strength and hypertrophy do not necessarily dwell in the same domain, because strength could be an adaptation of neuromuscular efficiency, while hypertrophy is an adaptation of structural muscle changes.
That's true too, and here's, you know, for, I think one of the other real important things to consider, and there's multiple factors. Number one is fiber typing, that you might be getting more adaptations in type 1 fibers with bodybuilders due to higher rep training. So that's certainly a hypothesis that can be taken on. There's also sarcoplasmic elements. You're getting greater glycogen generally, because you're training more glycolytic, you're going to get greater glycogen adaptations and thus get greater intracellular water content. So that could be. So there's multiple things, and this is something that I am exploring in my dissertation work.
And then I guess the other thing is, what do you really want? So do you want to look strong, or do you want to be strong? And that's, you know, I everything in life comes down to, what are your endpoints, right? In your life, and your job, and your career,
yep.
Your relationship with the person you're with. What are your endpoints? So if your endpoints are, I want to have the biggest possible muscles, because I want to look really, really strong, but not necessarily have a one-to-one relationship with size versus strength. And then there's other guys who are like, I just want to be really strong. I really don't care if I look strong. I just want to be really strong. And I think that the endpoints will dictate what kind of training you should apply. Or am I off base? Do you think you can do both?
No, you are absolutely on base, Scott, but here's what I'll say too, is that there's a continuum. So people use these terms. You're going to get stronger from doing bodybuilding training. You're going to get bigger doing powerlifting training. So it then comes down to, where is the line that you want to draw? Uh-huh. So, you know, it's kind of also this, I'll kind of get off tangent, but it's really relative here or related, in that you often hear about bodybuilding being non-functional. You'll hear these terms, and it's ridiculous. I mean, show me a bodybuilder that can't lift up packages or,
right,
or a child and do their functional tasks. So, yeah, is it optimal? Is bodybuilding style what you'd want to do if you're a baseball player or if you're looking to be a farmer or something? No, the principle of specificity would apply, but there is a continuum, and this is often missed, that it's not, well, you're just going to get bigger muscles or just get stronger or just get more functional. There is a large overlap between these factors, and people that want to simplify them really are doing an injustice to the training.
What, now, here's an interesting question that I've just started to think about, right? Flexing the muscle. So because I can't train legs right now, what I have been relegated to do right now, other than very, very, you know, minimal body weight type squatting things, because of my left hamstring is torn. But I find that I can lock my knees out and flex my quadricep muscles with such force that they accumulate those metabolic waste products that you would experience during a pump movement, if you will. Do you think that has any effect on muscle structure, muscle strength, or anything? Or is that just, chewing gum for the muscles?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, there are studies using blood flow restriction in bedridden patients where all they do is they do acute intermittent tying off restriction of the veins, and they attenuate atrophy. So people do not lose muscle at nearly the same rate. Basically, they maintain their muscle at a much greater rate than those who don't get this, and it's theorized that that's due to metabolic buildup, or at least that might have some factor within it. So, it's certainly now, if you're looking to optimize muscle development, you're not going to get it just from posing, which is basically what you're talking about. But if you can, because you're not going to overload the muscle
right
to the degree that it needs. But certainly you can prevent, if you're unable to train, you can prevent atrophy, and depending upon where you're at, I mean, for an untrained person, they can increase muscle just by flexing.
What about flexing as an adjunct to a workout? So in other words, you train really, really hard one day, and then that evening or the next day, you flex those muscles with such great force that you get that same burning sensation. You do that over and over again for a period of time. Can that kind of re-stimulate or add a little extra oomph to the process?
Never seen a study on it. It's actually something that I've hypothesized about a lot. One thing for sure is that posing does help to enhance muscular control, so you can get a better mind-to-muscle connection mm-hmm. with muscles that allows you to become more in tune with your musculature. I think that's one of the things that bodybuilders are really able to get this, this good control, so you're able to enhance the muscle growth. So
yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, and you know what? There's a lot to be said for mind-muscle connection, but it's lost by many people, because what I've experienced in my own life is I lose the mind-muscle connection once I start getting into the heavier weights that I'm lifting. It's really, really hard for me to feel a given muscle doing the work. It's easy for me to feel it when I'm warming up, and even maybe my first three warm-up sets of something. But then once I get to that fourth, fifth, and sixth set where I'm now increasing my load dramatically, that all goes out the window. So if the mind-muscle connection is an effective way to stimulate adaptation in the muscle, there may be something to be said for training sessions where you just don't go as heavy as you can, but you focus more on feeling the work being done by the muscles.
No question. And that's kind of an unloading. It goes along with the unloading that certainly we know that, as we talked about before, if you keep training at a high level all the time, you're going to rapidly overtrain. So training quality should be a focus, and that I've always preached that, and I think it's a very important aspect of optimizing results.
We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I'm just curious, have you looked at any of the new heart rate monitoring and heart rate variability products and processes out there to gauge where you are in your training cycle? Have you looked at any of those at all?
I've glanced at some of the claims about it. That's not an area that I've really investigated to a great degree. I've been so focused in my dissertation type research on hypertrophy that kind of has taken a back seat. So I haven't looked at it, and I know there's some conflicting data out there.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Brad Schoenfeld. His website is Look Great Naked. Who doesn't want to look great naked? Everyone wants to look great naked. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Brad Schoenfeld. Brad, do you have any opinions on assessing overtraining? There's a lot of people out there that are trying to put their hands around this now. It becomes a very popular subject. What do you think?
Yeah, and unless you're going to do things like saliva testing, which is expensive, you're not going to really get an accurate gauge on it, or really you're not going to be able to get a really objective gauge. It's more subjective, and what you need to do is to be aware of the signs. And one of the biggest ones is a decrement in performance. Now, a decrement in performance doesn't necessarily, that can just be due to the fact that your training isn't, that you need to change around your routine and stuff. But if you're generally see results and you start seeing a plateau, you want to start then investigating other factors and things like increased injury. If you start getting little nagging injuries, that's certainly a one gauge. Sickness, if you're starting to get flu-like symptoms where you're not feeling well. And one of the biggest ones that I always look for is a general lethargy with training where workouts start to or stop becoming fun at that point or stop becoming interesting to you and you lose your drive to train. And it really, it's again a subjective measure there because you're not going to be able to look at your test levels versus your cortisol levels. And you have to start just being in tune with the other surrounding factors. And another one, by the way, is sleep disturbances. That's generally more severe cases. You start to get sleep disturbances as well.
What about grip strength? Have you heard anything about grip strength being an indicative of overtraining?
I have not, I've not seen any direct research on that. It might be the case. I'm not sure how you'd really, unless you're going to have a dynamometer that you go out and buy, I'm not sure how you'd objectively measure that.
Yeah, that's true. And then the last one that's intriguing to me is this tap test, right? So you pick a key on your keyboard, you say 15 seconds, you tap it for as many times as you can for 15 seconds after you've been well rested to get a baseline. And then you do this again and again as you train, and theoretically, as you become more overtrained, you slow down on how many keys you can tap accurately in 15 seconds.
I have not seen that validated. That's an interesting, if that really would pan out. I'd also be curious as to whether that's, because remember that resistance training can be somewhat different than, from a systemic standpoint, than aerobic training can. There's different responses to it, so
yeah.
Possible.
So anyway, the bottom line is this from the most recent research, that is that while you may experience some delayed onset muscle soreness, it is not indicative of whether or not you've had a productive workout and or whether you're going to experience a new muscular adaptation.
Correct. Yeah, and that those who are judging the workout based upon how sore they are, not only are they missing the boat, and again, as I said, it could be, we mentioned, there could be at least some indication that you've worked the muscle in a novel way if you keep doing the same exercises over and over again. We've talked in the past about before the benefits of variety in a routine for when hypertrophy is the goal. So changing around your movements is a good thing in that context. And it can be a general, the fact you get a little sore should be somewhat indicative of that. But just general workout quality, it does not mean you're growing or not growing, depending upon whether you're sore or not.
That's great.
It shouldn't be used.
So there you go. Great information, as always, from Brad Schoenfeld. His website is lookgreatnaked.com. It's too late for me, but there's plenty of time for the rest of you. Get to the website, lookgreatnaked. Hey, Brad, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Always a pleasure, Carl. Look forward to doing this again.
Take care.
Okay, bye.
Okay, so there you have it. And then, of course, thanks to Sean Phillips, a.k.a. Brad Jeffries from Muscle Media 2000, for coming on the show and clearing the air that he is and was the Brad Jeffries that wrote for the magazine and created power building software. And hopefully we'll see power building in the near future. And it'll be exciting. Okay. Thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that the GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.